Mark Levin on LAPD chief boycotting Breitbart News, sellout reporting to a Marxist mayor. By Robert Krajcik on October 3, 2019. Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow joined Mark Levin on Wednesday's edition of the latter's eponymous radio program to discuss the Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD, Police Chief Michelle Moore's alignment with the left-wing and partisan Democrat censorship and boycott operation targeting Breitbart News. Marlow said, "Your audience is familiar with the efforts of the left to try to shut down people on the right. Usually, it's with these sort of woke corporate fascists who are trying to use their clout as corporations to try to silence people. But that's expanded as of this weekend, where a Daily Beast editor suggested that the Los Angeles Police Department not put recruitment ads on Breitbart News." Last Friday, Daily Beast editor-in-chief Noah Schachtman tweeted a de facto call for an advertiser boycott of Breitbart News. "The Los Angeles Police Department described Breitbart News as opposed to its core values in a response to Schachtman's above-posted tweet. Now, the ads show up for LAPD recruitment via Google's algorithmic advertising placement on placement," explained Marlow. "This has now been deemed an outrage by the Los Angeles Police Department, who says Breitbart, which is arguably the largest pro-law enforcement website operating in the United States, and happens to be based in Los Angeles, is now opposed to their core values, their expression, not ours." Marlow stated, "I think this is unbelievably frightening. Because Breitbart is, of course, an incredibly diverse and large outlet that has people from every single background out there. This is a war on conservatism, and now conservatives are apparently banned from LAPD. Listen. Left-wing and partisan Democrat censorship and boycott campaigns against dissident news media outlets are rooted in fear," Marlow continued. "I think it's utter fear, because the reason we have a conservative movement in America is because people don't listen to the Alphabet Network," he remarked. "They don't get their news from the New York Times or CNN. They can get their news from talk radio, and now they can get their news from a network of online outlets and some streaming outlets. Breitbart may be the most influential of all of those. Aside from, of course, talk radio as a whole. Which, is of course, number one and has been for decades. But this is a new thing that will stop the left in their tracks, and has time and time again. That's what this is about." Levin asked Marlow if communications between Breitbart News and the LAPD following the aforementioned developments. Levin invited Marlow's comments on how observers should react to the LAPD's top brass's alignment with a left-wing and partisan Democrat censorship and boycott operation. "I would love to see people contact the LAPD," replied Marlow. "I would love to see this, particularly, from the rank and file, even though they're putting themselves at significant risk if they do. Try to reach out if you can to suggest that a government law enforcement entity discriminating against conservatives that hold normative viewpoints in America is not just inappropriate, it's wildly frightening to a lot of people." Marlow added, "We know that the rank-and-file law enforcement of the LAPD are pro-Breitbart, and they're pro-conservative, and they like the things that we stand for. It's the people at the very upper echelons." Levin noted, "The left does not believe in a diversity of viewpoints. It believes in uniformity, and it seeks to enforce it." Marlow responded, "I would love for people to tweet at the LAPD, to call the phone number on the LAPD website, have friends and friends reach out, and most importantly, I think it's time for us to stand up and be counted, now. It's not enough to be passive and just wait for November every other year and vote. I think people need to start being more vocal. And I know there's a risk, but it feels like the country is at risk. Does it not feel to you that the stakes keep getting higher and higher?" Levin concurred, "Absolutely. This is much different than when I started almost 40 years ago in the conservative movement. It's a very serious threat, and it's a threat across the board. I can't think of any norm, any part of the civil society, that's not under attack." Marlow stated, "They can't cite one example of racism if you ever ask them to. This is about stamping out conservative voices. I see this not just as an attack on Breitbart and our audience, but it'll be Next. It'll be Fox. It'll be whatever it is, your favorite online website that provides news that's not CNN approved. They're coming for you next. We're just the tip of the spear." Levin concluded by noting the ubiquity of left-wing and partisan Democrat leadership across America's largest cities. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.